In many parts of the country, caravan parks are sporting no vacancy signs and hire cars and vans are booked out. But what does a holiday look like these days? Lockdowns aside, where can you go to achieve a little bit of adventure and secure some spontaneity? Don't fear, adventure is possible. And I know a family who have been on the road navigating this country, as well as lockdowns and shut borders for the last 18 months.
We've just left Mount Gambier. The sun came through a couple of times. Unfortunately, we had pretty rainy weather, so we didn't get to really explore everywhere we wanted to, which means we have to go back.
Oh, terrible. I'm so excited about that. I really love Mount Gambier. From what we saw and what we got to experience, I'm definitely keen to go back when that sun is shining.
That's Katie and Paul Geeran and their son Jasper on one of their recent adventures along the Great Ocean Road. They're also known as the Feel Good Family on a road trip around Australia. And Katie joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Well, jealous. I mean, if I'm to be 100% honest, completely jealous of you. So you've been on the road for 18 months. Before we touch on how this journey has been and all the things you've had to navigate, what prompted you to start the journey?
Well, it was a different kind of journey, actually. Paul and I tried for 4 years to create a family, and we had 4 years and 6 rounds of IVF and all of the ups and downs that come with that. And like so many couples out there, we just so desperately wanted to start our family. And when Jasper finally came along, Paul was working long hours in a great corporate job that he loved, but he was missing out on that most important time. And we felt like there just had to be a better way for us as a family. And so we had this crazy idea that here we are, fast forward, you know, a couple of years, and here we are living this dream.
People will be asking immediately, with lockdowns occurring all over the country, in fact, I'm in one, and sometimes borders shutting very quickly, how did you navigate this while living in a caravan?
Well, for starters, we were pretty fortunate to hit the road in September 2019. So we had a good 4 or so months before, I guess, the first round of COVID, maybe a little bit longer, before those lockdowns really came into effect. So that gave us a good time to adjust to this lifestyle. We haven't missed being affected by COVID. We actually set off for Tasmania on my 40th birthday at the start of last year for what was meant to be a 7-week trip around the state, and we were still in lockdown there 4.5 months later. So we certainly haven't escaped those sorts of things, but I think like anything, we've been very mindful and respectful, and having that flexibility, we are able to change our plans and our routes depending on what is happening, you know, in each of the various states.
And how have you survived? Most families or couples will admit, or maybe not admit, but sort of quietly admit, that they would have fought and bickered living in such close proximity to each other. I mean, what are you, like, sort of crazy in love or something? What's going on here?
Well, we are totally normal, like everybody else.
Well, not I that think- normal.
We definitely have our moments. And, you know, to be fair, we live in 17 square metres, and that doubles as our living space and also our workspace, because we do work on the road. And the content that we create is full-time editing and video production for Paul. So there's a lot that happens in that little 17 square metres. And most of the time we have found a routine and a rhythm that keeps us all happy. But we are normal. We do have those moments. I think the good thing about this lifestyle is that there isn't much room for you to go when you're unhappy with your partner. So you either have to get over it really quickly or go for a walk and get out into the environment, which in itself is really beneficial in those moments. So they happen, and Jasper often reminds us that he's 4 and has those, you know, all those normal tantrums and things that come with having a four-year-old. So we just deal with them as we normally would if we were living in a home.
Does Jasper say, carry me, like when you're making him go on long walks?
Yes, he's actually getting much, much better. And we've started hiking a bit more. We've really found that we love getting into national parks and doing walks. And what's awesome is that most national parks have a range of walks that cater, you know, from the really long where you're doing kilometres and kilometres to really family friendly shorter walks. So the longest walk that we've had him do with us to date on his own 2 feet was about 4.5 k's, and he was totally pooped afterwards, which was wonderful because he just crashed and had a few days of just, you know, being at home and playing and recovering. But he's much better than he was. He still asked to be picked up, but he's getting so heavy now.
Yeah, my daughter just turned 10 and she's a bit of a lightweight and still makes me carry her when I go, you know, mountaineering with her. So look.
Oh, you're amazing.
I am. That is correct. That's what I tell her too. So what advice would you like to have known before you set off? What did you wish you knew before you first rolled out of the driveway?
Oh, gosh. There is so much, Patricia. We weren't campers at all. We weren't caravanners at all. So we were green in every sense of the word. We had no idea what we were doing. Even when we, you know, went and purchased our first van, we were completely overwhelmed by the multitude of options and models. And so we really set off wide-eyed, trusting that we would learn what we needed to learn on the way. What I think has surprised us the most is that we're doing things now that are a part of our day-to-day life that we would never have imagined doing, and we're stretching ourselves so far out of that comfort zone that we were in, and that's awesome. So that in itself gives us the confidence that, okay, we may not know it all, and to be honest, you don't really need to know it all because you can do it, and we love saying that to people, like you don't have to be an expert by any sense. You don't even have to have done this before. If this is what you want to do, it's exactly what we did. Just start however you can, and whether that's in a caravan or a motorhome, or whether that's taking the tent and the kids for the weekend, just get out there and start doing it, because the more that you can do that, the more comfortable you feel.
Katie, it's been an absolute delight to be joined by you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Katie Guerin is one member of the Feel Good Family Road Trip. They're tripping around Australia, and she's been my guest on RN Drive. And I wonder who else is doing that out there. 0418 226 576 is our text line.